Pumpkin.
Well, hey, hey, Sunshine.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, well, aloha. I thought I'd change it up a little bit. I don't know. So, okay, let's stick
Do
with
your
tradition.
Part.
Yeah. I'll be a good little girl.
Aloha, Pumpkin.
Aloha, Pumpkin. No, Sunshine.
No, yeah, me.
Okay, let's try that again.
Aloha, Pumpkin.
See? I was messing you up, too. Aloha, Sunshine, and aloha, listeners, and welcome to the Zen Tiki Lounge.
We are so pleased that you are here with us yet again, or for the first time, well, whichever it may be. We're going to go right into the show, and we're going to have...
If it's your first time, this is going to be nice and gentle.
Yes, it will be. Actually, this is going to be nothing less than completely professional this week on the podcast. So we are going to play some music per the usual. It is a little bit of Martin Denny, and we are going to have a drink. And the drink, not a specific recipe exactly. It's called the Boozy. I call it the Boozy. A lot of people call it fruit and booze in a blender. But that's what a Boozy is. It's fruit and booze in a blender. This kind of has like a Western sort of
like
exotic
you're out
theme.
On the range.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
and your horse.
Like there's buffalo going
Get
by.
Along, little doggies.
And flamingos.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyway. So, listeners, we just took some a pineapple.
Some E? I mean, what's
that? We juiced a pineapple, and we juiced some kiwis, and threw that into blender with some ice, with some of the Kehlani coconut liqueur, and then some silver rum. It's really just easy, but, you know, when you make a boozy, all you need is ice, fruit, and booze, and a blender. You can try anything you want. I don't recommend putting things in there that have a lot of seeds. So, like, berries always sound good, but then you
they
always
get
people...
stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, people going... And that's not so good. So, anywho, I like to say 4 cups ice to about 3 cups juice, and then throw in, about 6 to 8 ounces of booze, whatever you like. And then you get a boozy and strawberries.
Why can't you call
kiwi.
It the boozy floozy? I like that. Mm.
That may be more of a comment about who's drinking it.
There you go, the boozy floozy.
The boozy floozy is sitting next to me at the bar here. For those of you who haven't joined us all that many times, this is the Zen Tiki Lounge, and we are a tiki bar that lives in your head.
Didn't you already say that? No.
No, not really.
Okay.
We record the podcast from my home tiki bar here in glorious Orange County, California. It's
are you going to give out the address so people can Google map your
sunny.
Ass? Or
it's warm and sunny, as it always is. It's usually in the mid-70s here in the lounge, sometimes in the low 70s when we turn the air on. But
it's cold. Outside it's cold.
It is now because it's nighttime now, but we had a lovely day here in the OC, as people like to call it, but I just call it Orange County. And the tiki bar is
how
nice
many times
and cozy.
You gonna drop, how many times you got to drop the name of where your tiki bar is located?
Well, I want people to know where we are. I just don't want them to show up. That's why they don't know exactly where we
oh,
are.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the mood is set. We have a beverage. And I just want to give a big shout out to Martin Denny for the play he did there. That was very nice. Thank you. Tiki mail.
I was going to try and beat you out, but you got me.
You really
beat
suck.
You out.
You really suck sometimes.
Yeah, no, not really.
Let's just take a quick look in our mail sack and see what we have. Richard LaVerge, he sent us a link, and the link was to Greenopolis, and it's basically what else can you do with vodka? Which we've discussed a little bit before on the show, such as you can use it to clean your house.
Right. No, works, you it cleans your sink wonderfully.
Works really good on windows, for example. So, and, you know, here's a couple tips. You know, you can clean jewelry with it. Soak mm-hmm. jewelry in the vodka for 5 minutes, rinse and dry. You can rinse lipstick stains from clothing.
You could smelly feet.
Mm-hmm.
Clean your countertops. Wash your sink.
Now, make a mouthwash. This, actually, I have some vodka that I have kind of a plethora of, and I might actually
explain
do this.
Explain that to the police officer that pulls you over.
What, that I have too much vodka and I have to make mouthwash out of it?
That I'm not drunk, officer. I just have a vodka mouthwash.
Right. Well, yes, exactly. So you can take, if you want the minty breath, take some mint and put it in a bottle of vodka or in whatever container you want to keep it in. Give it a good shake and let it sit for a while. Every now and then, taste just a nip, like a drop on the tongue, and you'll know if it's minty or not. If it's to your liking, you could use spearmint as well. Peppermint works fine. Pretty much any mint. And then there you go. It's a mouthwash. And because it's all alcohol based, strain out the mint leaves, but then just keep the alcohol portion and you can rinse your mouth with it. Homemade mouthwash. Or if you have a whole bunch of vodka and you want to, like me, I go through a lot of rum, but the tequila and the vodka, they kind of sit for a while. And I know booze doesn't go bad, but you know,
you want to rotate
I like to go
it.
Through it. I do. Mm-hmm. I like to first in, first mm-hmm. out. Do the FIFO with my booze.
Like mm-hmm. to FIFO your booze.
You can treat cold sores, apparently. Putting a little vodka with a Q-tip on your cank.
Like the herpes?
I guess so.
Oh.
So it wouldn't cure the virus, I'm sure.
Well, right.
Although, wouldn't that be interesting if vodka did cure the herpes virus and the pharmaceutical companies just didn't want us to know that? Just like I think that gasoline is just scented water.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think there's some cinnamon in there, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. You can clean your eyeglasses. That works. Disinfect your razor. Treat poison ivy. Freshen your laundry. Now, this one, actually, I have done. Not with vodka, but I've done it with rubbing alcohol, and you can do it with vodka also. Anything that's a high alcohol content with no dissolved solids. You want something clear. For example, if Kitty makes a boo-boo...
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, dab it up with a towel that you do not want any longer. And then, to make sure you get all the odor out, pour some alcohol on it. And then soak that back up. And the alcohol kills any of the biological matter in it so that it doesn't create odor.
And this we ingest.
Well, not the same vodka. Well, sure. But I mean, you're not going to wring it out and then put it in a shot glass.
Well, no,
I mean,
but
that
I'm
would be
saying
disgusting.
Everything that this, that vodka does, cleaning, sanitizing, we put in our bodies.
Sure. Sure we do. But you know what? It's probably sanitizing our insides too. So right, anyway, Richard, mahalo. Thank you so much for that. You know, he sent that link on Facebook and I just thought I'd read it. Now, this comes to us from Ben. And Ben says, aloha, sunshine, pumpkin, starshine, and Kehlani. He got everybody.
Wow.
Very nice. I've been listening for a few months now and I'm working on getting through all of your old shows on iTunes. I love it. It really keeps the boredom away while at work. You know what? That's all we want to do in life.
Yeah, but
is make work less boring.
Yeah, work is something that you really kind of have to listen to us at low volume.
Well, but
or...
some people work in a place where it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all adults, or they don't work around people with squeamish dispositions. Mm-hmm. You guys have made a few comments that have aggravated me, but 98% of the time, you guys are funny and entertaining. Keep up the great work.
But that other 2%.
Now, I emailed Ben back and I said, which brings me to his question. I'm saddled with planning this month's office potluck, and of course, the first thing that came to my mind was to do a tiki theme. Alcohol is off limits, but can you help me out with any ideas, et cetera, et cetera? So I gave him my favorite punch recipe,
mm-hmm.
and I gave him a couple of appetizer ideas. He was already thinking about doing the festive holiday tree that he saw in the New Year's Eve video.
Really?
Although I suggested, since, you know, you're doing a luau, spike fruit on it instead
right,
of sausages
right.
and meat
well,
and
Well,
and
of course, that's a little heavy. It was, mm-hmm. you know, the holiday times and winter, and now it's springtime.
So then I was happy that I could help, and he emailed back and he said, hey, these ideas are great. I already have some folks that have volunteered to bring some of the stuff he's going to do, like shrimp cocktail and such. And so now...
Did you just say and such?
And such. But the part that he says... You know, every once in a while you guys say something that aggravates me. I emailed him
well,
and I said, I would like to know.
We would not be doing our job.
And he said specifically, it you know, gets to him a bit when we get all over the fatties, the large people. And he's because now he made a
why?
Point. I don't know.
I don't know
if Ben is a large guy or not, and that doesn't matter. But anyway, so Now, Ben is not the only person who's written in and said, I love everything about the show except when you bash on fat people.
Because we are in America.
What do you mean?
A large portion of the United States.
Sure. But I mean, there are large people. There are large people anywhere in the world. And so, you know what, Ben? I will admit your words and the words of a few other listeners, I think, have made me a bit more sensitive to what I might say about large or fat people.
Not me.
No, not Pumpkin. Definitely not. Yeah, she's shaking her head violently at me. But we're not going to talk about that subject right now. I just wanted to say that it was nice conversing with Ben in email. So, listeners, if you would like to converse with us in email or on the Facebook, it's not hard to do. You can go to facebook.com.
You are going to tailor yourself your comments. You are going to bow to peer pressure.
Get yourself a login. And if you don't already have one, and then look for Zen Tiki Lounge. Look
at how you are ignoring me.
What, ignoring what? What are you talking about?
We'll have a chat later.
Was one of the things on your list today fat people?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like saying I was like dodging your subjects or something.
No.
So you can look for the Zen Tiki Lounge Facebook fan page and join us there. We're actually waiting to see who's going to be our 500th fan right now. We've got 499. We're just waiting. And you can also send mail to mail@zentikilounge.com. Or if you want to find everything and anything about this podcast and the people on it, and even some pictures and videos of yours truly with his clothes on, you can go to zentikilounge.com.
So talking about my minge offends less people than talking about overweight people.
It would appear. It would appear, yes.
Interesting.
It is interesting because we actually get compliments about you
on
my
vagina and being in my vagina and the
male
dripping
and
the echoing.
Right.
But yet don't talk about plus-size people.
Not saying we can't talk about them. Just saying maybe be a little bit more sensitive about what we say.
Why?
Okay, moving on. Moving on, Pumpkin. So...
Listeners, that's what I'm here for.
Send us an email and we just might talk about it or respond to you on the show. You know, Pumpkin, there are so many times that, you find it difficult to get over here to the lounge. And,
correct.
And I understand that you're a busy individual just like myself, and you live quite a ways away, and that's a chore
okay,
as well.
Okay, why? Where are you going
so
with this?
You've been sick a lot lately, right?
Yes.
So listeners, you know, Pumpkin's been sick a lot lately, and Starshine and Kaylani have been here a bit in her absence, and, you know, I like having them regardless. You don't have to be sick for them to come over, but... I do try to keep just one other co-host with me here because we all know that when two or more of you get together, it's just shenanigans.
You absolutely lose control. It's
shenanigans.
A control issue. It's
yeah,
a control
no, it's
issue.
Like it's and it's not that it's a cat fight. It's not that at all. They get along. They just banter.
We just gang up
they just
on
banter
you,
on and
you
on,
don't
and
like
I can
it.
Just go behind the bar and make myself a drink, pretty much.
Oh,
which
feels
actually
out.
Is kind of like a little one-hour vacation. Mm.
But you have issues with it, and that's why
I
you're
do,
talking
I'm
about
a,
it right now.
Because I'm a control freak.
You
so,
are a control freak.
Listeners, I would like to play for you, and Pumpkin, you're welcome to comment on it. I would like to play for you the voicemail that Pumpkin left me earlier today when she was
telling
me just how sick she was. So here, you are learning what a trooper she is, because if you hear her, this message is from about 3 hours ago, and now she's
now,
here, and she sounds
I
all right.
Have,
so
I have taken a nap.
So
now,
here's,
I'm
here's the voicemail.
It.
Here it is. Let's just play it.
It's true.
I'm not trying to be drama. I'm not. Your phone call. I just got back from work and I've been in meetings all day.
Oh.
So my voice is kind of shot.
I wasn't being drama.
Ron just decided to call me and let me know that, well, he ditched work today. So he's at Disneyland right
what
now.
What a bitch.
He doesn't know when he's coming home.
Why are we playing this? I don't understand.
Why don't you go ahead and give me a call back when you get this message. Okay? I gotta pee. All right.
Well, that's nice. So, listeners, that is
that's
the message that Pumpkin
I'm
left
so
me earlier
glad
today.
You're sharing that.
Don't worry, I'll bleep out the name of your husband.
Oh,
boyfriend,
okay,
boyfriend
but you'll leave in, I gotta pee.
Of course I'm going to leave that part in.
Well, I had just gotten back from work and I had been talking for 8 hours.
Well, if we are not if we are not anything with each other, it's certainly we're candid.
But I had to pee, so I had to go.
I was in traffic. I have no qualms with that whatsoever. All right, so we haven't done the Tiki News segment in quite some time, but we are actually going to do that now because there are quite a few summer activities going on in the world and in the world of Tiki. But this week on Tiki News, we are going to focus on what is happening here in the United States as far as the big summer Tiki events. So hang on to whatever it is there that you have to hang on to, and here's your Tiki News.
Studios brings you Tiki News from around the globe and your own backyard.
Listeners, this just in to the Tiki News desk. Tiki Oasis 10 in San Diego, California, this August 19th through 22nd. Tickets are on sale, but I hate to tell you that rooms in the main hotel at the Crown Plaza are sold out already. I knew it was going to sell out quicker this year, and it already has, but wristbands, as in the wristband or ticket that you need to be there for the bands, the concert, all of the other shenanigans, there are still plenty of those, and you can go to tikioasis.org, and you can get those. We'll link to it on the website. But rooms at the main hotel are sold out. I already put in my reservation for a stage pool view room so that I can watch people after hours of the party anyway, because they tend to get into the pool and get naked and do whatever it is that people do after drinking all day long. Pumpkin, you can talk if you
want.
Can
I talk now?
Sure, if you want, if you have something to say.
Well, yeah. Okay, listeners. Before this little segment, Sunshine turned my mic off.
Because I do the Tiki News. I didn't think you needed to say anything.
So, ooh, that was an Oprah laugh right there. Mm. But
well, you are what you watch. I'm just saying. Okay, back to the Tiki News. So, Tiki Oasis, again, so rooms sold out at the main hotel.
Thank you for turning my mic back on, Daddy.
But Otto von Stroheim, the event organizer, has put a link at tikioasis.org for two other local hotels that are right there near the property so that you can stay close by and then you won't have to drive because you will be drunk.
Wait, okay, you
you're
said
not doing it
you
right.
You said local hotels.
Local.
And what else did you say?
Nearby.
But you didn't say that. You said some other bizarre
word. I don't know. Let's move on.
You're making up words again.
Another summer event, this one in Palm Springs, California, is Tiki Caliente. Tiki Caliente is June 4th, 5th, and 6th in Palm Springs at the Caliente Tropics. And there are just a few rooms left at the Caliente Tropics if you want to go ahead and go to tiki-caliente.com. And get your rooms. This event is put on by Rory Snyder. And Rory attends Tiki Oasis as well. Now, the Caliente Tropics, the motor lodge or motel that this event is at, was the original reason that Tiki Oasis was put together. And Tiki Oasis was put together as a way to save this motor lodge from being torn down. It is probably one of the best examples of the quintessential kitschy 50s/60s motor
and have you
inn.
Ever stayed here?
I have
there?
Not. I've driven by it several times.
I cannot
times.
Believe you.
Now
have
I'm
not
actually going to stay there, and they're
been to this
they're
place.
In the process of opening a restaurant right there on property. The events and bands for Tiki Caliente, much like Tiki Oasis, there's bands, there's artists, there's a mug, there are just lots of people hanging out and drinking for a weekend around a pool and listening to music. And what doesn't sound like more fun? Not a lot.
I have no idea.
So there you go.
I cannot think of one thing.
Now let's go all the way over to Florida. For the Hukilau.
Say it right or don't say it at all.
Florida. And the Hukilau is June 10th through 13th in Fort Lauderdale at the Bahia Cabana, the world famous Bahia Cabana. And you know, I just saw that John Stamos and the Beach Boys were at the Bahia Cabana. There were some pictures of them on Facebook and they were just there the other day, I guess.
He's still hanging out with the Beach Boys, huh?
He is.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with John Stamos. I'm just saying. I don't care that he's gotten older because so have I. You know?
Oh, okay. You know,
so as,
that's so,
so
true.
As I age, my idols age, and therefore they're always attractive to you, right? For the most part, because you're aging with them.
Sure.
So if you found them attractive 20 years ago, you should still find them attractive
well,
now.
Well, but some, if they've maintained themselves.
Well, yes, and he has definitely maintained.
Some people let themselves go.
The Hookie Lao is known as the most intimate tiki gathering, and it's there in Fort Lauderdale. The cool thing about Fort Lauderdale.
Is that code for it's not a big place?
No, the Bahia Cabana is a very small place. Yes, Fort Lauderdale is a very big place. So there is a lot to do in the area, and this is reason enough for going to the Hookie Lao. It is reason enough for flying across the country if you've never done it before. Some of the festivities for the Hookie Lao, including the main event, will be at the world-famous Mai Kai. And the Mai Kai is the best example of the Tiki Palace that is still in existence today from the days of yore, when people dressed up in their Sunday finest to go out for a Polynesian dinner show and some swanky cocktails that knock you on your ass.
Now, is this the place you went last year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The boyfriend and I went out last year, and it was a really good time. So there you go. So the Hookie Lao is out there in Fort Lauderdale. And last but not least, the other big event this summer, June 25th through 27th, this is in Lake George, New York, is Ohana Luau at the Lake. And this is the second year for this event. So this one's only been going on for 2 years. And I know quite a few folks, including Ronnie and Greg and Tiki Kaliki and Duda and many others.
This is the event that we got the call.
We'll try to get a call in and see what's up there at Ohana and maybe at the Hookie Lao as well. But a really cool event. This one also at a like lakeside drive-in motor lodge that they basically have tried to save and get on the National Landmark Registry so that they could save it. But it's in the Tiki Kitschy, the Tiki Kitschy what am I trying to say? genre.
Retrospective.
Sure, yeah, that's it. And it's out there in Lake George in the Adirondacks in New York. And so I've always wanted to go there, but I just am not going to make it out this year. Not making it out to the Hookie Lao or the Ohana. That's too bad, though. Maybe next year. I don't know. No, probably not. My schedule is very full. So anyways, listeners, that does it for the Tiki News this week. Hopefully you can go to at least one of these events across the United States. And if you are somewhere else in the country, hey, visit us in June. Three of these events are in June. So you could just spend the month here in the States in June and hop around the United States and visit Tiki Caliente and Ohana and the Hookie Lao and then hell, stay through August and go to the Tiki Oasis. Doesn't that sound like fun, Pumpkin?
I was thinking more about a spa day. Sounds a lot more fun to me.
Yeah, well, we all know that she's on it. She's on it. She's got her own little reality going on there in her head.
Sunshine, I'd just like to take this opportunity. Okay, let's try that again. Damn it.
I'd edit that out, but ain't got the time.
All right, here we go, you lazy bastard. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank you for your virgin juice.
Oh, you're welcome.
It is quite delectable.
I'm glad you like it.
And I like how you put a little bit of protein in there as well.
Well, listeners, Pumpkin, as we said, is a little under the weather. And as her voicemail and her sporadic cough also indicates, she's a little sick. So the pineapple and the kiwi that are in my alcoholic beverage are high in vitamin C and bioflavonoids. So I poured her off a little out of the smoothie maker before I added the booze. And then I added some of the 72 super green food vegan powder to her so she can have a good time over there.
And it tastes just like you crumbled up a good old-fashioned Flintstones chewable vitamin.
Oh, I remember those. I can't remember the theme song, but I remember like
song?
It. Yeah, there was a theme song for the commercial.
Chewable
yeah.
vitamins? Mm-hmm. It wasn't just yabba dabba
no,
delicious?
No, there was a theme song. But anyways, what's on your mind this week?
Let's talk about the calendar. I'm prepared.
Oh, that's right. So it's, well, when you listen to this, folks, it's going to be May.
So I have come prepared because last time we were about 2 weeks into April before I could get my ass back down to the lounge.
Yeah, we only did three shows in April.
Now,
we got lazy.
April, not so exciting. In May, well, it's a little bit more
exciting, I hope?
No. So,
well, there's Cinco de Mayo. I know that
oh,
one.
Of course. Claro que sí.
And don't forget Siete de Mayo.
¿Qué es Siete de Mayo?
The 7th of May.
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing on there.
Ocho de Mayo?
No, ocho. Okay.
So what's going on in May?
All right. On the 1st. Is Loyalty Day. So Saturday the 1st is Loyalty Day.
Probably not
now,
real
again,
big in Hollywood.
This is straight from my what the fuck calendar. Didn't make these up. These are legitimate holidays here in the United States. Somebody actually pushed these.
Well, at least they took
forward.
The time to put it on a calendar, right. But I don't know how legitimate that makes a holiday.
So the first, Loyalty Day. Don't know what that's all about. Then, of course, the fourth, we have National Teachers Day. Then the fifth, of course, is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, which is otherwise known as a reason to go to El Torito and drink margaritas.
And people who don't necessarily
know. The cerveza
know,
of your choice.
Cinco de Mayo is really only celebrated here in California, and it's spread throughout the United States. Not such a big deal in Mexico itself.
Right. And it is not.
It is not
a
Mexican
celebration
Independence
of
Day.
Mexican Independence Day, yes.
No, it's not. So, let's fast forward all the way to the 9th, which is Mother's Day.
Aww.
And we're going to talk about your mommy a little later, correct?
Okay, sounds
so
good.
So let's talk about how you're going to honor her
on
the
9th. Yeah,
she's
crazy.
Right, so we're going to talk about that. And then right after Mother's Day, the 10th is Peace Day, P-E-A-C-E. So
okay,
after you
okay.
have spent a holiday with your mother, you need a
you
day
need
of peace.
You need a day of peace, yeah.
And then the 13th of May is Tulip Day.
That's stupid.
Not tulips on a piano, or what is that? On an organ? What was that
you
joke?
You ruined it. You
I
ruined
can't,
it.
Tulips on a piano, it's a joke. Okay, anyways. So the 15th is Armed Forces Day. The 16th, Love a Tree Day.
Oh, you know what? I've heard about these people. There's the woman who got married to the Eiffel Tower. There's the guy who got married to, I believe, the Arc de Triomphe. And now, so now I assume that people are making love to trees?
People have been making love to trees for thousands of years.
They have not. Mm-hmm. No,
that's
they haven't.
That's why it's a holiday.
I'm sure.
National Tree Day. Now, you'll appreciate this one. The 18th, Visit Your Relatives Day.
Oh.
So pick a relative.
Well, I should probably go
or
visit.
Or one or more.
I should probably go visit my Nana Bones.
There you go. You can visit your Nana. Then the 21st
she'll probably
is
want me to trim her bush as usual.
National Memo Day, but you're a fabulous grandson and you have no problem trimming her bushes.
I have to trim her bushes a lot. Maybe you, some of you have heard me complain before about how my grandmother, Nana Bones, she has a very large, well, not a very large backyard, but a backyard with a very large set of bushes. And there's some ginger and tropical things back there, and they have to be cut back every now and then. And usually when I go over there, she has a honeydew list, and it includes trimming the bushes. Moving along.
You are the grandson.
I don't really mind doing
it.
Going
to inherit her Fabergé eggs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And we know that's what you're there
that's
for.
That's what I want.
You are there for the Fabergé eggs. Just admit it. Well, and we forgot, very important, let me back up a little bit, Vegas.
Well, you mean just because we're going?
Yeah, just because we're going. That's a holiday.
We are going to Vegas for my birthday.
We are going to be in Vegas on National Armed Forces Day.
We'll have to celebrate.
Well, we will.
We're going to have a drink to the troops and pour some
and
for the homies.
Play some penny slots.
Goldfish slots, yeah.
So, going on to the 21st, National Memo Day. So,
that is just beyond retarded.
Send out memos? I have no idea.
Just stupid.
Then the 23rd is Lucky Penny Day.
Okay, that one's also very stupid.
And then there's really nothing until the 30th. The 30th is the best holiday of them all.
Yeah.
My Buckets
I can't wait.
Got a Hole in It Day. I shit you not.
You know,
My Buckets got a Hole in It. Can we do some research on this?
It's probably only a matter
of
time.
Do
no, we're
going to
Google.
Research
we're going to Google that shit right
why.
Now. Yeah, what's it called again?
My Buckets apostrophe S. My Buckets Got a Hole in It Day. It's the 30th of May.
Weird holiday alert.
Okay,
my Buckets
there you go.
Got a Hole in It Day. Actually,
so,
there
see?
Is a website about this. Are you
I
kidding me?
I did not.
Me? Well, let's see
make
here.
This up.
There are certain things every child needs to know. Chief among them, at least one song that will drive their parents absolutely bonkers. And considering
I thought it was a song. I thought
and
I
considering
remember a song.
Today is my Buckets Got a Hole in It Day, we're happy to oblige. So anyways, yeah. So not only does My Buckets Got a Hole in It Day have a song, but it's a day. Who knew? This is stupid. And this is at...
let's sing the song.
I don't know the song.
Well, fix it.
But apparently,
it's got a hole.
Pete Seeger sang it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways,
well, fix it, dear what is Henry,
it?
Dear
oh,
Henry,
here it is.
Dear Henry.
Is this it right here? Oh, Henry, fetch me some water. Henry, yeah, not singing it. Okay. So what a fabulous holiday that is.
So again, the 30th, my bucket's got a hole in it.
What else?
And then the 31st is Memorial Day.
Oh, that's right. You know, the thing about, so I have a birthday in May.
Well, yeah.
And my birthday.
Your birthday is the last day to order for Memorial Day. If you would like to get things for Memorial Day, it needs to be ordered by your birthday.
I'll remember that. But my birthday being at the end of May, and also my father's birthday at the end of May, and then I have a nephew who's at the end of May, it's actually kind of cool because everybody gets together for Memorial Day, which is not typically the most of celebrated holidays, although in the United States...
It's the summer kickoff.
It is the summer kickoff, but a lot of people just skip right by it now.
Praise the dead. It's the... start of summer.
But see, that's the thing. Nobody even knows that, you know, most people today don't even understand Memorial Day as a day to remember people who died for your freedom.
It's summer kickoff. Get out the barbecue.
Yeah, get out the barbecue. That's what they think about it. Which
free day off.
Which is probably inappropriate. But then, you know, Christmas isn't celebrated for what it was all about either. Not that I care one way or the other, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You do not appreciate the winter solstice.
I
thought you were a solstice celebrating kind of guy.
I don't know. I don't know. So, pumpkin, if you heard this phrase, would you be worried? Okay, and the phrase is, oh no, Fluffy has the lighter fluid again.
Where have I heard that from?
Just right now.
No, I've heard it from something.
I don't think so.
I don't know, something similar.
So if you heard the phrase, oh no, Fluffy has the lighter fluid again, what would you think?
I was watching Monty Python.
I don't know if that's where it comes from.
I've heard it before.
The other day, I heard it somewhere, and I said, I'm going to write that down.
Why are you writing random things
down? And I'm going to ask Pumpkin, if someone said that, what would it make you think of?
Monty Python.
Okay, well, at least we got an answer out of it. So now should we talk about my mother and her damn email?
Oh, well, yes, in the spirit of Mother's Day, and honoring mothers everywhere.
My mother... She forwards me the most interesting email. And sometimes she forwards me an email. Now, I forwarded you the dog email, right?
Those dogs were so cute.
Okay, so...
That was a precious little email. My mother forwards me labs.
An email, and it's a picture of four or five dogs.
Four or five labs. They're all wet. They just got out of the lake. They're so precious.
Right. And basically the email compares Mexicans to dogs. And that when dogs...
Oh, and poor people.
And when dogs
just,
are wet...
I think poor people in
when
general.
When dogs are wet and lonely, it's the same as Mexicans receiving government assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the gist of the mm-hmm. email. And I was just like, Mother...
I don't think it was just mutually exclusive. I don't think it was just talking about Mexicans. I think it was just talking about anybody who's poor.
Okay,
I think
anybody.
It's wider than that. I think it's,
you know,
it's a larger appeal. Yeah.
Last time I checked, not all Mexicans are poor. Not all white people are rich. Caucasians, whatever you want to say. But it just, so this is an example of the type of thing that my mother forwards
to me.
Well,
bottom line, it was just a racist email.
It was.
No matter
what. But my mother doesn't think it's racist at all. She says she's just speaking her mind. And I'm like, but that's fine, as long as you understand that your opinion is racist.
Did she make that email?
No, she didn't make it. She forwarded it.
No, I know, but she's taking it as her own.
Yes, she is.
Even though she did not create the email.
That is correct. And she forwards lots of emails. And another one she forwarded.
Is she a teabagger?
Does
she subscribe to that?
You know, I probably not. I'd have. You know what? That's actually going to be probably
she's
the next thing I ask.
Just a good old-fashioned hater?
That's the next thing I'm going to ask. Well, no. My mother will... she'll do whatever the religious right tells her to do. And so this is why, as we get closer to the midterm elections here in California, for example, you know that stuff that people write on their car windows with...
Like,
you know,
the
when
cheerleader?
They have, yeah.
Go team.
I've decided already that I'm going to, probably in October, so it's a full month and a half before the election, I'm going to write on my back window, vote with your brain, underlined, not your religion. because I am a big believer in that.
Have you seen those bumper stickers that says Jesus is not Republican or Democrat?
No, I haven't. Although
I've seen a couple.
I'm not really sure what somebody means by that.
Well, they're either really religious or really not. You could take it either way.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. So my mother sends me these racist emails, and she doesn't believe that they're racist, and it's in a way
that's
it's
a little
embarrassing.
Bit of a problem.
It's embarrassing, and it bugs me sometimes. And I've even told her, please don't forward me these things, and she still does because I'm on her magical distribution list of racist emails.
Well, and that's the one thing I was going to say. Does she just send them to you in a mass email, or, I mean,
yes,
it just
she gets them. She gets them from some ignorant, small-minded person. I don't know who it is, and then she forwards it to everybody in her distribution list, and then it just goes on and on and on.
Why don't you hit reply all?
Well, see, because she does the blind copy, so I can't reply all. I can only reply
really?
To her. Yeah.
Oh,
and I don't
so
know,
she's a smart racist.
I don't know if someone taught her that.
There's a reason why she does that.
But yeah, she blind copies so that I can only reply to her. I can't reply to everybody. Because I used to reply to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the last couple times I couldn't do that.
Oh,
which
she
is
must have had a little chat with someone.
Because there was a time or two where I replied. It was right before Obama was elected president, and she was sending out emails about you know, he's not a citizen. And,
oh yeah, the classic arguments.
That kind of thing. That you know, we can vote for the ticket with Miss Apple Pie. Or oh, we can Grandpa and Miss Apple Pie, or we can vote for the bucket of chicken. You know, that's basically what her emails were about. You know, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I hit reply all, and I said, Mother, your ignorance never ceases to amaze me.
That and is then, why you are getting blind, carbon cap.
Probably. But it was fun. It was fun for me. I mean, it really was. Now, speaking about a bucket of chicken, Pumpkin, you've got yourself a pink bucket of chicken.
So I couldn't help, and I'm sure everybody got this in the mail.
Can I just say one thing?
But you've been saying lots of things.
Okay, but I need to do it with echo. Okay?
Oh, well, all right.
I'm really drunk. There. Okay, I said it.
I would have thought talking about your mom would have sobered you up.
No.
She seems to sober you up quite quickly.
That's one of the nice things about a boozy is you can't really tell how much booze is in them if you've made them correctly. And I have sucked down two of them now. And, whew, wow, is it hot in here?
No.
Tell us about the bucket of chicken, Pumpkin.
No, so let's talk about how the Susan G. Komen Foundation has gone too far.
Who's that?
Susan G. Komen?
I don't know who that is.
Well, it's you've never heard of the Race for the Cure?
I've heard of that. I've donated several times.
It's one of the largest, I believe.
Well, I don't know who she is, but I've
donated. No, she's not. She was a woman who died of breast cancer.
Okay.
And her sister started this foundation in her honor.
Okay.
And so this, of course... the Susan G. Komen Fund, or whatever you want to call it, actually raises tons, if not millions of dollars every year for breast cancer research.
Well, I know it raises millions because I've donated quite a bit.
Well, because you're such a big spender.
I know.
You know, the good old-fashioned pink ribbon. We've had a little chats about ribbon.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of lost respect for the foundation when I got this pink bucket of chicken in the mail. So this is a flyer from KFC, and it's
Pumpkin,
a pink
if you get any closer
bucket.
To the microphone, you're going to have to make love to it.
I need to sit up straight.
Okay.
I need to read this.
All right.
So there's the pink kernel.
Oh, my leg fell asleep.
So I'm sure you've seen this. It says each bucket makes a difference. Between April 11th and May 9th, for every pink bucket of KFC, all rights reserved, makes a 50 cents contribution to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. With your help, there's hope. Together, our donation will help Komen and breast cancer forever. For more information and to donate, go to bucketsforthecure.com.
Well, let's go so to bucketsforthecure.com. Why
so
don't we?
So let's see here. Why creating diabetes and heart disease for yourself and filling yourself with a bunch of hormones that are injected
that
into the chicken. You can cure cancer.
Okay, the website is loading. Apparently there's some animation that it might show us soon, I think.
There is the pink kernel.
Oh, and they're playing...
Oh, and there's music.
They're playing some heartfelt music. Click here to donate.
But really, who thought that pink chicken bucket...
Oh, they have the Twitter feed here at bucketsforthecure.com. And KFC Colonel says, 1,890 people have added pink ribbons to their avatars to support Buckets for the Cure. The KFC Colonel also says, they have hit $2.6 million in funds raised for Komen for the Cure.
Really?
Yeah, it's right there on the Twitter feed. They don't lie. Mm. So yeah, they've raised $2,627,108. Okay, so while I admit that raising money for this cause
but
is a great
with
thing,
chicken. But
I
with
also
buckets
no.
Fried
I completely
chicken.
I completely agree with you.
There's just something wrong with that. It just
this
settles
is,
with me. It just is not right. There's just something wrong about it.
No, to me, this is no different than you know, a group trying to raise money for lung cancer patients by selling cigarettes.
It's not healthy.
I mean, it's...
It's not... Why would they put... It's fast food. It's disgusting fast food.
Okay, so but this...
KFC is like Walmart in my book.
Okay, but this brings me to... This brings me to a subject, and Starshine and I were talking about it, or it might have been you and I, about my personal view on the political party that does not yet exist, but I think it should be the conscious consumerist party.
I created that word for you.
You did not create the word conscious.
No. The two words together with the alliteration,
oh,
conscious
Jesus
consumerism.
Christ.
I said, why don't you call it conscious consumerism?
Okay. So it was you.
Yes, it was.
It was all you.
I will take the credit. Yes, it was.
Okay, wait. I'm going to turn off the Buckets for the Cure
oh,
website because the music
I think
is
fabulous.
Soothing me. No.
I think that music is lovely.
No, it's far too soothing.
Yes,
here,
because
we'll
you
turn
said,
it up.
You said I want to talk about consumerism and people being aware. And I said, why don't you call it conscious consumer? Conscious consumerism. We
thank
had this
you,
conversation
pumpkin.
Last
thank
week.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm just
so,
refreshing your memory. You
so
said you
were
a little buzzed.
While we're listening to the jingle from bucketsforthecure.com, I'm going to tell you about conscious consumerists. This is the political party.
Is this John Tesh?
It sounds like it. This is the political party that I think needs to stand up and get a moving. And basically, it is the understanding that you, as a person who purchases things, actually have the power to influence more people and change more things.
Or to not.
By what you buy, how you buy it, or what you don't buy, than you do by voting for any a-hole. You can vote for any a-hole who gets up there and says, my platform is for families and Jesus and love and kittens and chocolate.
And I hate Mexicans.
Yeah, yeah. And then of course they get elected and they're in office and it turns out they're sleeping with hookers, they're doing blow in the bathroom, and they killed a priest. You know, so, but when, if you're a conscious consumerist, if you really think about the things that you buy, you may not buy produce that comes from a far off country because you don't like that that produce has to be shipped to you and that all those carbon emissions were used, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's just one example. Pumpkin, you're distracting me, but.
No,
or,
I wrote down a website that goes along with what you're saying.
Oh, okay. But and we'll bring that up in just a moment. Or maybe when you go to your local retail store, you actually look on the labels and try to find things that are made in the United States or made in Germany or made in Europe, depending on where you live, because you want to buy things that are made closer to you so that it supports local jobs and the local economy and not the economy of countries that, for example, have said death to America.
And I've heard a recent statistic.
I can't take the music anymore.
By the year 2050, India and China will be in charge of 60% of the world's wealth.
Well, but that only makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that, really.
Well, you better start speaking Chinese.
I'm not worried about that.
Really?
No, I'm really not.
You're not worried about us being indebted to another country?
No, I am worried about the United States being indebted to another country. So I do believe politically we need to make some big changes in that respect, pay off debts, and have capital of our own, for example, not just keep printing money. But, there needs to be a shift. You know, the United States, with a population of 300 million, cannot control large parts of the world and its resources. It's proportionally, it just doesn't make sense. It's not right. But
what do you mean? We consume, like, we're 5% of the population, but we consume, what, 20% of the natural resources?
No. I know. That's what I'm saying. And that's not right. That's not the way it should be. I believe that that's wrong. I believe that, you know, the fact that almost every American has a car and every American, you know, has a home rather than sharing with relatives or...
Not lately.
Well, yeah, maybe not lately.
Not lately.
But I'm just saying that, yeah, per capita, Americans use far more resources and land and all that than everybody else in the world. And that has to change. It has to change. And I'm fine with that. Now, you ask my parents and they're going to say... it's not okay. It shouldn't change. We should have what we have and we should keep what we have and we should keep everybody else out and build a big wall. But you know what?
But what they have is becoming an illusion.
The baby boomer generation, while they will probably remain in control of politics for a little bit longer, eventually they will all die. And then another generation takes over and there you go. And what happens, happens. And I don't want anybody to die, but I'm just saying that for people who, now, for example, my parents complain about where politics is right now, but you know what's interesting? The people in charge of politics right now are all my parents' age. They're all my parents' cronies.
Well, right.
They're all the people who went to high school with my parents, that went to college with my parents, that grew up with them. And these are the people who are in charge right now, the very same Caucasian demographic. And yet they complain about how bad it is. Well, guess what? You voted for these people. You put them there. It's pretty much your fault.
All right.
So shut up and and let my generation, you know, jump in and have its say and push you out. I'm just saying. All right. So now, Pumpkin, one of your notes here is APPS.A. What is this? USDA.gov? Farmers market, something.
Exactly. That's where it's a national website where you can actually search and find local produce.
Oh, okay. So you can go here and then they'll tell you like where a farmer's market is in your area.
In your area.
Oh, okay. Well, we should put a link to that on the website then.
Well, but can you read the actual
okay, it's apps.ams.usda.gov/farmers markets. That is one way too long web address.
Right, right. So it's probably just easier to search for a farmer's market and your zip code.
It probably is, because I'm gonna go to it right now. apps.ams.usda.gov/farmers, and if I can spell it right, market.com. Is that what it is? Let's see. Nope. Couldn't find it.
Well, no, it's not .com. It's a .gov, and it's the slash on the .gov.
What?
No, don't put .gov again.
Slash .gov?
No, just hit enter.
It didn't work. All right, well, we don't know how to use the internet. I'm drunk. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how to use the internet. But we'll make sure that the correct website ends up on the internet when we figure out how to use it.
I didn't make it up.
We will figure it out one way or or another. Pumpkin, but what did you learn anywhere? Did you learn anything there?
I'm trying to look at No, that's the right website.
I found it. It's USDA.gov/AMS version 1.0/farmers markets. But anyways, and then you go there and look at this. It tells you where the farmers markets are in your neighborhood. Well, okay, so is there somewhere where I can just say, here's my zip code, where do I go?
I think in the upper left-hand corner, is that it right there? Where? Search.
Okay, so I'll just type in my zip code and we'll see what happens. Probably nothing. I'm going to guess that they don't know. Oh, no, look at that. So you type in your zip code there in the search, and hopefully, if we're right...
91210.
A file comes up, and yeah, look at that. Local farmers markets. That's wonderful. Well, I just might visit one of them. And actually, I was talking about the other day. So I juice. So I don't just juice for cocktails. But I admit, I am too lazy to eat all my fruits and vegetables. Because people, do you know that if you ate all your fruits and vegetables every day, you wouldn't have room for meat? But I'm just saying, it is difficult to eat the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables. And then you just get a skosh of nuts and like just a tiny little handful, just like a little finger of nuts. And then you get a little bit of sugar and some fat. And that's no fun. That's not the American way anyway. So you have a whole bunch of fat and nuts and sugar, and then you have a little bit of fruits and vegetables. But for me, the way to do it is you take a handful of spinach and broccoli and carrots and apple and kiwi and pineapple and berries and tomato and bell pepper, and you run it all through your Jack LaLanne juicer whatever juicer you have.
Those are expensive. Juicers are expensive.
Well, they are expensive, but it's an appliance.
What are they called? The Tiger? What's it? The tiger
Juice Tiger.
Yeah, the Juice Tiger.
But I use mine all the time, and then I always like to put ginger in mine, because ginger, it makes it spicy, but it's also a natural anti-inflammatory, and that's good.
And so is pineapple.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to put that in there, and it tastes good. And then I can drink my entire day's worth of fruits and vegetables in two glasses versus eating all these carrots and broccoli you know, throughout the day. Yeah, it takes up a lot of time. Or I could just drink it in 2.5 minutes, which is much more economical when you're thinking about it from the time perspective. So I go to the local chain farmer's market, and I've been telling myself I need to go to the local farmer's market, and I need to get whatever is in season, because if you get whatever is in season, then you're also buying things that are freshest, because it was probably just picked, and then, you know, it's there at the market for you, and it's usually a cheaper price versus if you're buying it off season when it's coming from Chile or who knows where else, you know. I know I'm probably preaching to the choir, but I'm just saying, but we will put up this wonderful website, the address for it, on the podcast post there, zendiggylounge.com, so that all of you can follow along at home. How does that sound?
Fantabulous.
I have a really big craving for a hard-boiled egg right now.
I thought you were going to say you had a hard-on. I'm like, what?
No, a hard-boiled egg. Where is your mind?
I don't know.
Now, next on the list here, Pumpkin has a comment. It says, Vive la France.
Vive la France.
What's up with that?
I am, as we know, we do have international listeners, which, of course, I think we've alienated them this show.
Oh, no.
Talking about all the American stuff. But the countdown is on.
For what?
For me to go to France.
Oh, yeah.
A month from today, I will be in France.
Now, what are you... Do they have a lot of vegan food there in France?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But...
because everything is cheese and meat and seafood.
So
and,
I'm going to have to probably...
and bread that uses dairy.
Not be vegan, but vegetarian. So...
which is the way I think you should go anyway.
I'm going to... not in America.
Whatever.
No. Not with all the chemicals in our food here. But in France, I can have cheese.
How do you know?
Because it's not pasteurized and they don't inject their animals with all the hormones and crap that we do in this country.
But I digress.
So I was looking for helpful tips from our listeners.
Oh,
so if you've been to France, or you live in France, or you've lived in France, or you have relatives or whatever, helpful tips. What do I need to know?
What do you need to know to eat or just in general?
Just general information.
So what major areas are you going to so that listeners might be able to give you the most applicable feedback?
Well, we're going to, well, obviously Paris, and then we're going, actually, it's, we're not going to the south of France. We're going more to the north.
Okay.
And so we're doing, you know, going up to
any other towns,
Mont-Saint-Michel, like Rouen.
Oh, I love, yeah, that sounds good.
Normandie, Breton, and I can't remember the others.
Yeah, I heard there was a big war in Normandy one time.
Yeah. We're going there the day after D-Day. I'm looking to get some fabulous pictures.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm big into the landscape photography.
She is.
Have I ever talked about my landscape photography? No, I haven't.
You have.
But I'm big into my landscape photography. So I'm hoping to get some really fabulous pictures.
And I hope you do, too.
So I'm going to be there pretty much for June. And we'll see.
Now, what? Okay, so
now
I'm thinking
that I'm not going to be American. I'm thinking I'm just going to speak Spanish and is going to try and cram and refresh my brain with French as much as I can.
You don't look all that Spanish.
Well, from Spain.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
No, I don't look Spanish at all, but I'll pull it off.
Okay.
I will fake my Spanish Castilian accent as best I can. But I don't know. I'm just, I don't think I'm going to be saying I'm from the United States. Now, once they see my, oh, I need to bring in my America fuck yeah passport. Have you seen the new passports?
No.
Oh, they're lovely. Oh, they are the tackiest thing you've ever seen. I will bring it in. I opened it up and went, what the hell is this?
What's on it?
Oh, they've redone the American passports. Wow, they're special.
What does it look like?
It's the most god-awful, tacky-ass thing I've ever seen. I'm going to be embarrassed to show it to immigration. Every page is a quote about God or Jesus and basically manifest destiny.
Are you kidding me?
No. Pictures of buffaloes and lovely bald eagles flying in the sky. I will bring mine in. Because I opened it up and went, what the hell is this?
Well, but what's wrong with the passport having pictures of like the national bird or whatever? I mean,
it's in the way it's done. It's tacky. Because before, you know how it was just the pages and then you just get your stamp. I'm not going to be able to see my stamp through all this tacky picture.
Or as we found out, far too many countries don't actually stamp your passport anymore. That was very disappointing.
Well, I made them stamp my passport in Canada. They looked at me like I was a crazy crack-ass American, but I did it. And they stamped it for me. You're not going to find pictures, I think, on the
internet. No, I can't find pictures of it. That's really unfortunate.
I will bring mine in so you can see what I like to call my America fuck yeah passport. Because if anybody else came to this country with this passport, we would say that they were terrorists, communists, or scary.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If they came to our country with their, I can't even describe it. Bravado. This passport is a very loud, tacky passport.
But you know, most of the people working at the customs desk, I think they're just like, next. I don't really think they care.
But it's razzle dazzle. I will bring in my
two
passports.
Is it bedazzled? Does it have glitter and gems on it? I mean,
almost.
Does it light up like Las Vegas when you open it?
It does. It is so bright and colorful and shiny. I'll bring it in.
So it draws attention to itself.
It draws attention to itself. It's embarrassing.
And we're at the end of the show.
So, again, listeners, help me out. Give me some tips. What do I need to know?
Let Pumpkin know what she should do in France. And what vegans might want to look out for.
Not necessarily vegans, but vegetarians. And also, but they do have a lot of produce and they do have a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables and things of that nature.
And if anybody out there has any tips on the best places to pay for sex in France, let her know. Because I know you were looking for that, right?
Sure. Why not?
Well, it's that time again. We're at the end of the podcast.
Help a brother out. Help a sister out.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for joining us here in the Zen Tiki Lounge. See, sometimes we just get going and then it's time to say goodbye.
We were kind of preachy this show.
A little bit.
Not a lot of shenanigans, a lot of preaching.
Well, I feel like it was nothing but shenanigans because I don't remember anything we just did for the last hour.
Well, you're very preachy.
Oh, I don't. Well, I don't feel
once
like
you
I
listen
was.
To yourself. Once you listen,
if you want to learn more about us, go to ZenTikiLounge.com or visit us on Facebook and join the Zen Tiki Lounge fan page. And please stop pushing things over the side of the bar. That's just rude. And don't forget, if you'd like to see Sunshine, Pumpkin, Kehlani, and Starshine live in the flesh, well, maybe you should go to Tiki Oasis this summer in San Diego in August, and you just might see all of us. You might be able to come visit our room crawl and have a couple of my very, very special cocktails.
Suck on one of your cocktails.
poured into the beverage container device of your choice, because we want to be green, so please bring your own mug or glass.
I was going to say.
Yep. Bring your own mug or glass so that Kehlani does not have to go show a tit for more glasses at the hotel bar again.
I accompanied her.
If all it takes is to show a tit to get some more glasses at the bar, hey, why not?
I don't have the titties, but I escorted her down to the bar.
But I would prefer that we don't use the plastic. So anywho, listeners, thank you so much. And Pumpkin, why don't you take us out?
So once again, thank you for joining us. And until next time,
mahalo.
Lisa Marie Presley once said, "I'm a hypochondriac. Yesterday it was brain damage from the vodka the night before. Today, heart attack. My arm and chest started hurting at the same time."